Good God, it's February. Hi, it's Liz Berg here at WFMU with another podcast coming at you from Jersey City, New Jersey. I've got a good selection of songs for you today. Some new stuff and some old junk all dug up from the Free Music Archive. I'm trying to think if there's anything I should be telling you about this mix, but not really. It kind of stands on its own. I've got something really, really old that I'm going to throw in the middle that I think will be quite entertaining to you. In any case, let's kick things off with a band called Vate. V-A-T-E. I think they're called Vate and not Vate, but that's up for question. This song goes out to all the ladies. It's called Uterus. I'll be back at the end of the podcast to let you know a little bit more about the songs.
Thank you. Thank you. if you'll permit our acquaintance to ripen, I'll try hard not to be forgotten again.
You may listen to this network with assurance that all sources of news will be properly labeled and will bring you frequent summaries of all information available.
I saw a young youth at the door with a look upon his face that said, give me a coupon if you please. What is your name? I said to him. He answered with a smile, my dad is dead and that's why I am here. I know you will believe me, sir, you wear an honest look. And then these words he whispered in my ear. I'm saving a coupon for mother. Saving green coupons for mom. Since father did croak, we've all learned to smoke. We need all the coupons there are. So please think of mama and I, sir. Each time that you buy a cigar, I'm saving green coupon for mother to purchase a tombstone for Pa. I bought a pack of cigarettes, I bought a stogie too. I placed the coupons in his trembling hand. And then I bought a pound of snuff and said I'd learn to chew and save him all the coupons I could land. I pressed the coupons on him and I turned to go for more and promised him I'd smoke myself to death. Alas, my help came all too late. He sank upon the floor and sweetly murmured with his dying breath, I'm saving a coupon for mother. Please bring those coupons to Ma. We've all learned to chew and smoke Bull Durham too since Daddy fell under a car. Mother, I died like a hero while smoking a Cremo cigar. I'm saving green coupons for mother to purchase a tombstone for Pa.
Take me back to ordinary. Take me back to all. is, this is our world. Don't waste your time making it countries. We'll be right back.
Oh!
All right, friends, Liz Berg back here with you to let you know what we heard in the podcast today. We finished things off with the Siberians and their song Bugged Out, and that was performed live here at WFMU on the Three Chord Monty Show with Joe Bielock just at the end of January. And you can catch Joe Bielock's show every Tuesday afternoon on WFMU. The Immaculates were before that with their song Tara Tara, and I'm sure we can all relate to that live at WFMU on Marty McSorley's show. It was performed late January. Before the Immaculates, we heard from the Hand Grenades, an old band from Long Island with their great song Comadose, kind of like an old punk / power pop single. Originally came out in the late 70s, I think 1979. Before the Hand Grenades, we heard from the Sponsors, the band that spawned from the Hand Grenades, and their single was entitled Easy For You To Say, and that came out in 1982. And both of those were just added to the Free Music Archive. Weird, old, great DIY stuff. Awesome. We heard a group called The Fine Steps before that with a nice song called Tomorrow For All Of Today. Nice pop song, also newly added to the Free Music Archive. Another great pop band before that called Decade in Exile, and we heard their song Take Me Back to Ordinary from a release of singles on the Free Music Archive. Then we take it way back to 1909. With Nat M. Wills and his song Saving Up Coupons for Mother. Saving up coupons for mother. Not coupons, as I might say, but coupons for mother. And the song was about, if you didn't catch it, it's about a guy who smokes himself to death trying to save up coupons so that his family can buy a headstone for his dead father. Ain't that just the American dream right there? And Nat M. Wills had it down back in 1909 on that front. Before Nat M. Wills, we heard another song by The Fine Steps called I Know This Is Crazy from their release entitled Crutches. We heard Broke for Free with their song Nola. And I don't even know if that song is really about New Orleans, but I just went there a couple weeks ago for a friend's wedding, and it was my first time there, and I had a blast. Anyway, Broke for Free, song Nola from their album Grasshop. And before that, we heard You Can Unlearn Guitar. And they kind of did a weird little, reworking of a Philip Glass song. They call it Delight in the Poning, and it's from their album Glassworked. And it was Philip Glass's 75th birthday pretty recently, so shout out to him. Miramichi, a squee band from Sweden before that with their song Hallway, and that was some sort of radio remix from their collection of songs called The Story So Far, and I think some of their songs were released on the Flogsta Dance Hall record label, which puts out tons and tons of squee music, which I kind of dig because it's spazzy and weird electronic music. Let's see, before Miramichi, we heard from Female and their song Dreamer, and that's a new release on the Free Music Archive, and at the top of the podcast, we heard from the band Vate and their song Uterus, and, that, as I said before, that's going out to all the ladies. I think if my uterus could bleep and bloop, it might sound like that. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. It was fun. I hope you enjoyed the music, and I will be back again next week. And I will just whisper this into your ear. The WFMU Marathon is coming up February 20th through March 4th. And I'll have more info on that for you in the coming weeks. But just keep it on your radar, my friends. All right, I'll catch you next time.